Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
Welcome to today's deep dive, where we'll be looking at what's probably catching your students' attention today, thanks to The Juice.
Yeah, always an interesting mix, isn't it?
Wildfires, football playoffs, and healthcare.
Sounds about right for a day's news.
Well, let's dive right in.
Sounds good.
We should probably start with a story that's unfortunately hitting a little too close to home for many Californians, right?
Right.
The wildfires raging across the southern part of the state.
Yeah.
And these aren't your average brush fires.
No.
They're being fueled by the Santa Ana winds.
Powerful, dry winds that blow down from the mountains.
Basically turning the whole area into a tinderbox.
Exactly, making it incredibly difficult to contain the blazes.
And the impact has been devastating.
Absolutely. Over 70,000 people evacuated, homes and businesses destroyed.
And tragically, even lives lost.
It's a harsh reminder of the power of nature and how quickly things can change during a natural disaster.
Definitely a tough topic to discuss. But it also presents an opportunity, I think, to talk to your kids about fire safety, the importance of heeding evacuation orders, and even the science behind wildfires.
It's also a chance to connect it to the bigger picture.
Yeah.
Climate change, drought, and how these factors are contributing to more frequent and intense wildfires.
Now let's shift gears a bit to something a little lighter.
Okay.
It's playoff season.
Oh, yeah.
For both college and professional football.
Always an exciting time of year.
So your students might be caught up in the excitement, especially with some big names in the mix.
Absolutely. We're talking about the NCAA's first ever 12-team playoff.
Featuring some real powerhouse programs.
Like Penn State, Notre Dame, Ohio State, and Texas.
And in the NFL, it seems like everyone's watching quarterbacks like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson.
They are really leading their teams in some intense wild card matchups.
So a good chance to maybe tap into that enthusiasm, I think.
Yeah.
And maybe discuss what makes a sport so exciting to watch.
Right. Is it the strategy, the individual talent, the teamwork, or maybe the thrill of the underdog?
Okay, so moving on.
Sure.
To a topic that might spark some interesting dinner table debates.
Okay.
The Affordable Care Act.
Better known as Obamacare.
It's actually seeing a surge in popularity.
It is. Gallup polls are showing record high public support for the ACA.
With a majority of Americans now saying they believe the government should ensure health care coverage for all citizens.
Seems like rising health care costs and concerns about insurance company practices are driving this shift.
People are feeling the pinch and they're looking for answers.
Definitely.
This is a really complex issue with a lot of different perspectives.
It is.
But you could maybe use this as a springboard to discuss the basics of healthcare systems, how they work, and why access to affordable healthcare is so important.
Exactly.
You could even delve into the different arguments for and against government involvement in healthcare. Now, shifting to a story that highlights the importance of truth and democracy.
Okay.
We have Filipino journalist and Nobel laureate Maria Ressa.
Right.
Despite facing legal challenges for her work, she remains a vocal advocate for press freedom and the fight against misinformation.
A truly inspiring figure.
One of her quotes that's making the rounds.
Yes, I've seen it.
Is how attacking facts and spreading lies is a tactic, she says.
Right.
Often used to undermine democratic values.
Powerful words.
Russ's words, I think, are a stark reminder of the importance of media literacy.
Especially in today's digital age where misinformation can spread so quickly.
So this could be a good opportunity to talk to your kids about how to critically evaluate the information they encounter online.
Absolutely. How to identify reliable sources and the dangers of trusting everything they see on social media.
Speaking of real-world examples, there's a heartwarming story coming out of Springfield, Colorado.
Oh, I heard about that.
That might just restore your faith in humanity.
It's a good one.
The residents there have actually rallied together to save their local newspaper.
The Plainsman Herald.
From shutting down.
It's a testament to the power of community and the value people place on local journalism.
The Herald was facing financial struggles, which is something a lot of local publications are dealing with these days.
It is a common struggle, sadly.
But the people of Springfield weren't ready to let their paper go.
No, they weren't.
So they organized fundraisers, increased their subscriptions, and basically showed that a small town can come together to support something they believe in.
Exactly. A real feel-good story.
It's a reminder that even in the age of digital media, local news still plays a vital role in keeping communities informed and connected.
It does.
So you could use this story to discuss the importance of supporting local businesses.
Right.
The role of journalism in a democracy, and the impact of losing those vital sources of information.
It's something we should all be thinking about.
Finally, we have a story that's, it's raising some eyebrows.
Okay.
And causing some head scratching.
I'm intrigued.
It's President-elect Trump's recent suggestion of expanding U.S. territory.
Expand?
To include Canada and Greenland.
Wow, that's a bold proposal.
It is.
To say the least.
And it's been met with a mix of amusement and concern.
I can imagine.
Some are saying it's a negotiating tactic.
Okay.
While others are worried about what it could mean for international relations.
I can see why.
It's definitely a conversation starter. You could use this to maybe lead into some discussions about geography, international law, and the complexities of diplomacy.
You could even talk about the history of territorial expansion and the ethical considerations involved. It's a reminder that even seemingly outlandish statements can have real-world consequences. Mm. And it highlights the importance of critical thinking and understanding the nuances of global politics.
And that's a wrap on today's deep dive.
It was a good one.
We hope this gave you some food for thought.
Yeah. Some things to chew on.
And some inspiration for engaging with the young minds in your life.
The future.
Until next time, keep diving deep.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.